بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم زدنا علما وفقها في الدين وعملا متقبلا يا أرحم الراحمين، وجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنا، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وهو العلي العظيم. أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to all of you, inshallah, for tonight's class in the fiqh of tahara, or the fiqh of purification. Inshallah, we'll be having our 40th class. Today is the 40th in the series on the fiqh of tahara, and we'll be continuing in this chapter, which is entitled Nawaqid al-Wudu, or the things that break the wudu. Things that break the wudu. Does anybody recall last time what was the subject of what we were speaking about, of the things that break wudu? It had to do with women. The irregular bleeding, the istihada. The istihada, if you recall last time, we talked about the irregular bleeding. When a woman bleeds outside of her menstrual cycle, and what we mentioned is that that is one of the things that will break the wudu, but she does not have to do ghusl for that, and she just has to make a fresh wudu for every prayer. So that was the irregular bleeding. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about a subject relating to men, pertaining to something related to pre-seminal fluid, inshallah. This hadith was narrated by Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu قال كنت رجلا مذاء فأمرت المقداد ابن الأسود أن يسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسأله فقال فيه الوضوء. Again, Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, كنت رجل مذاء فأمرت المقداد ابن الأسود أن يسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسأله فقال فيه الوضوء. فيه الوضوء. Hadith is agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim. Ali ibn Abi Talib, he says that I was a person who had a lot of madhi. Madhi is the pre-seminal fluid, and it flowed readily. So I asked al-Miqdad, who was another Sahabi, to ask the Prophet ﷺ about it. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, you have to do wudu, or in it is al-wudu. The hadith is agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim. So here Ali radiallahu anhu is describing a situation or a personal trait that he had. He said, I'm a man whose madhi flowed regularly. Madhi is the pre-seminal fluid. We'll talk about it in a minute. So he said, I asked Miqdad to go to the Prophet ﷺ and ask him about this fluid. What do I have to do? So Miqdad, he went to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, you have to make wudu. In another narration, he says, I asked Bilal, and Bilal asked the Prophet ﷺ, and he says, because of the position of the Prophet ﷺ's daughter, he felt shy, because this fluid generally is related to thoughts about relations with women, and his daughter, the Prophet ﷺ's daughter, was the wife of Ali. So he felt shy to ask the Prophet ﷺ about something related to his relationship with his daughter Fatima. So who did he ask? He asked Al-Miqdad. In another narration, he asked Bilal. Some narrations, it doesn't even mention Ali. It just says Miqdad, he asked the Prophet ﷺ about the madhi. And the Prophet ﷺ said, in it is al-wudu. It requires al-wudu. In another narration, he said, wash your private part. And in another narration, he said, wash the entire private area. The entire part, the urine and the testicles as well. He said both of them. And we'll see shortly the wisdom behind this guidance of the Prophet ﷺ. So here, the madhi, the scholars say, they agree that it requires wudu, as the Prophet ﷺ said. And it does not require the ghusl. And in fact, in Ali radiallahu anhu, the reason why he was asking about it, when he had the madhi, he thought you had to make ghusl. So he used to, every time he had this madhi, the pre-seminal fluid, he would go and make a ghusl. And he said, I kept doing that until in the winter, the skin on my back would become cracked from doing the doing the ghusl so much? Because he said he had a lot of this madhi. So he came and he asked the Prophet ﷺ about it. So the scholars agree that the madhi, it only requires wudu and it does not require the ghusl. Now what is the madhi? What is the madhi in order for us to understand this aspect of tahara or purification? The ulama, they say that the fluids that a man comes out from his private part are four different fluids. One is the urine, the another is the maniyu. Al-maniyu is the sperm, and that requires a full ghusl. And between the two, there are two other fluids that do not require the ghusl, but they require wudu. One of those is al-madhi. Al-madhi. And al-madhi, what the scholars say is that it is a fluid that is found in both men and women. And it is a fluid that comes out when a person has thoughts about the opposite gender. Or if there's some foreplay between the husband and the wife, but it comes out slowly, it doesn't come out in a gush, it might be clear in color, and it's the precursor to what happens afterwards, the sperm. So that fluid that comes out during the foreplay or the touching or the thoughts or the these things that lead to the sexual relations, that fluid, that clear fluid in both men and women, if it comes out, then the person, they have to make wudu and they have to wash it away. It's najas. It's an impurity. But it does not require al-ghusl. So the women also have this type of fluid. They also have it. The women have the urine, they have the madhi, they have also the maniyu, or the sperm. The sperm is a different type of fluid that comes out in a gush, and they have the wadi, which we're going to talk about later. And women also have some fluid that comes out before childbirth. When the water breaks, they have some water that comes out. But these are the four types of fluid that are found in both men and women. So the madhi, which comes out slowly without a gush, the scholars, they say that it's the precursor to the sperm. And it is incomplete. It is the precursor to the sperm that's going to form. It's a previous state before it became ripe and before it came ready to come out. So it is very similar to mani, to the sperm, but it's not a fully completed sperm yet. So this fluid, the madhi, the pre-seminal fluid, is found most commonly in the youth and young men. Like Ali, he was a young, strong man, is found in young men that are very healthy. Oftentimes, just by seeing something, this fluid might come out in the young man. Or he might think of something, or he might see something, or touch something that causes that fluid to come out. If he works with women, I've read in some fatawa, somebody, he works in a shop, and he deals a lot with women, and without control, without any part on his own, the fluid comes out due to his dealing with women. So he has to, in this case, he has to wash that fluid away. It's a najasa. It's an impurity. And if he had wudu, it breaks the wudu. That's why it's in this chapter, the chapter of the things that break the wudu. So that is agreed upon. All the scholars, they agree that a person who has the madhi, they have to make wudu, they have to wash it away because it is an impurity. But now we have the question, which is, we have two narrations in the hadith. One hadith, it says, or one narration, it says, wash away, or wash the private part. Just like istinja, when somebody uses the bathroom, they have to wash that area where the impurity came out. But there's another narration, and this is a narration that's very interesting. It says, wash the entire private area. The whole part, the whole two parts of the private part have to be washed. Why did the Prophet ﷺ tell us, or tell men, to wash that entire area? Because removing the impurity, it only has to wash the small part, like in istinja, like urine. But why is he saying wash the entire private part? Here we see something beautiful from the Sunnah, which teaches us how to have good health and goodness for the Prophet ﷺ, he guided us not only to goodness in our religious affairs, but even in our health affairs. What happens when the scholars say that when that pre-seminal fluid comes out, what can happen, what usually that is a result of excitement or some touching, and the semen fluid is getting ready to come out. But if the person stops in that state and for some reason is prevented from completing his relationship with the woman, then that private part will become harmed because it has that fluid in it. And it will become infected, it could become infected, it could become harmed by that fluid. Sometimes a young child or a boy, he has a dream and the fluid doesn't come out, but it was in his private part. And they get infections due to that. This causes an infection. So what is the Prophet ﷺ telling us? To go and wash the entire private area with that water, with cold water. Because what that does, it has the effect of reducing the fluid that's in that area, and it takes away the heat and that fluid that came to that area. It cleans that area and it makes it so that it will not cause the infection that would take place. Because this pre-seminal fluid, if it's not, doesn't come out, it will remain in the private organ and it will become infected. But when one washes it with water, it causes it to disperse, or it causes the private part to become in a better state. So this was actually a guidance from the Prophet ﷺ in order to help men to have better health when this state happens to him. Some other ulama, they said, no, the only reason for the washing is just to remove the impurity from the private part. Some other ulama, they looked at that. They said you could wash the private part either before the wudu or afterwards. And then you make wudu and you can pray. But however, the first interpretation is more correct and more sound. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't say just wash the point where the impurity came out, just like urine. He said wash the entire area. And so we see a wisdom in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, so the madhi, it is an impurity. It's just like urine. It has to be washed away and it breaks the wudu. Does one have to make ghusl? No, it does not require ghusl. So urine and madhi, they have the same ruling. Now we have the third type, which is called the wadi. The wadi is a white fluid that comes out after urinating, especially in cold weather, more exertion. When a man he exerts himself, or after the urination, there's a little bit of a white fluid that comes out at the end of the urination. That white fluid is called wadi. It doesn't come out in a gush, but it comes out in a small amount. The wadi also is similar to the madhi in the urine. It's impure. It breaks the wudu, but it does not require the ghusl. There's no ghusl from al-wadi. And the cause of the wadi is usually due to some pressure or some exertion that a person, especially when he tries to stop urinating, he puts pressure in that area on the muscles and it causes this white fluid to come out. Also, sometimes it comes out a little bit when somebody lifts a heavy object. That small amount comes out. This is called al-wadi. So the wadi, it is just like the madhi, the pre-seminal fluid. It has to be washed and to make a fresh wudu, and then the prayer is valid. And the fourth type, the last thing we talked about, is al-maniyu, which is the sperm, and we'll talk about it in future hadith. The maniyu, it requires a full bath, full ghusl, whether it's in a dream, due to a dream, or due to relations with a woman, or even if it's due to touching or foreplay. As long as that fluid comes out, then it requires a full ghusl, a full bath, in order for a person to be pure and able to do their acts of worship. So these are the four types of fluid that the men have, and women also have the same. They have the same fluids. And again, it's the urine, and then there's the madhi, which is the pre-seminal fluid. It requires wudu and not ghusl, and it should wash the whole private part, the whole area. And that's again for health benefit. SubhanAllah, the Prophet ﷺ was so concerned about his ummah, he even taught us matters of the health benefit. That due to this excitement that took place in that area, but the sperm could not come out, then put cold water on it to calm that area and calm the private part so it doesn't lead to infection. SubhanAllah, how the sunnah, it explains even these small matters, or these very precise matters. The sunnah, it came as a guidance for in all affairs of life. And this is actually, some people might be embarrassed to mention such a hadith, but in fact it's a proof of the perfection of the sunnah and the universal nature of the sunnah and the sharia of the Prophet ﷺ, and that it came as a rahmah for all of mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. It's a mercy for all of humanity. If everybody followed the sunnah, their lives would be better in both physical terms and in the akhirah. The third thing is the wadi, the white little bit of fluid, that it is the same as urine, washing it and making wudu. And the final one is al-maniyu, which is the sperm, and that requires the full bath or the full ghusl, inshaAllah ta'ala. So I promise I will short and be short today, inshaAllah. We'll finish here, inshaAllah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khairan. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
What about the madi or wadi? You said
there's
just a wudu required to wash the part. And
yes.
What about the cloth? I mean,
yes,
the
yes.
garments,
it's,
you have to change that.
Yes.
And you have to wash it.
That's right. It's an impurity. The madi, the pre-seminal fluid, is an impurity. So if it gets on the clothes, it has to be washed away. It has to be rinsed, but it's a light impurity. The scholars, they say it's a light impurity, so it doesn't require a full washing like some other impurities. Like blood, you have to completely wash it, remove any trace of it. The madi, there's some narrations that you can sprinkle the water and remove it without doing the full washing. So just taking a washing it or rinsing it with a little bit of water to remove it, then this is sufficient. It's considered a najasa, but a light impurity. Wallahu a'lam. Inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan. Yes, Brother Zahir.
So one can pray by sprinkling water and cleaning it, or one can.
Yes, it's a light impurity. It doesn't have to be fully, that part of the cloth can be rinsed lightly. And it doesn't have to be completely washed like blood or other major impurities. It's enough to sprinkle over it and to wash it off, or to remove the immediate traces of it, inshallah ta'ala. Inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Any other questions? Jazakumullah khairan. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. May Allah reward all of you. Barakallahu feekum.